No discussion of fear would be enough if it did not talk about fear as worry. It's almost like so closely related. Worry, fear.
Yep.
So we're going to spend some time looking at the common worries or common fears you have about the future that manifests itself as worry.
Right. Fear of not enough. Matthew 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And Luke 12, verse 29. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it.
Okay. So the first part of that is the wanting grab. You know, I don't have enough. I deserve more. In fact, in Marxist philosophy, the whole setup is some have more, you should get your fair share
of the more,
and yeah. Worry about that, and then define your life by your worry. So many of these critical theories that are out there right now are trying to pit one group off against another because this group got more and that group got less. This group is treated better than that group. So now it's sort of a worry philosophy that manifests itself in politics and society, and it's all around right now.
Yeah.
So, but there's also this other passage in Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
What I think fascinating about that is this is the passage that Satan quoted, or that Jesus quoted,
when Satan was tempting him.
So here Satan was trying to get him to worry about eating.
Right. Because he'd been fasting and he's hungry.
Yes. So. And when you're really hungry,
stones in the bread.
And there is kind of a, go back in the past, so interesting too. Jesus quotes this passage, and there's a certain humility, and it says that Jesus humbled himself to become a man.
Right.
So God humbled his son to become a man. But part of that, too, was a real temptation. And then Jesus says, yes, I am completely hungry, but I am not going to worry about anything but the bread from heaven.
Right.
And it was kind of a building on of that manna in the wilderness. And now Jesus says, I eat the manna from heaven. So
the word.
Right. So there's the powerful spiritual resources we have already is to fear of not enough or worry about enough. In some ways, you know, that can stymie us and change our life. Or like Jesus, we can say, I feed on God. Like my future is in the Lord's hands.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm given is in the Lord's hands. I don't strive about that.
Right.
Or
worry of what to do with too much. Mark 10, verse 21 through 22. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and that, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth.
Hmm. So you can worry about not having enough, but then once you have, you can actually start worrying about what you have to keep it.
Right. How can I hang on to it? Yeah.
Right.
I need to keep that. What if something happens? And
Well, and there's a lot of irony in that. There's a phrase I learned early in the ministry. Two tragedies in life people often face. One is having and one is not having.
Right.
You know, and there's two places where worry comes in. If you don't have enough or if you have too much, then you have to have security to protect what you have.
Right.
And Jesus encounters a rich young man and he seems to be real zealous to follow Jesus. And he says, okay, what defines you? Are you worried about helping others? Are you ultimately worried about your possessions? And in this case, he was worried about his possessions. And mm-hmm. you know, that idea too, that we take nothing into the world, and we take nothing out of the world. And it's somewhat ironic that we as humans spend so much time worrying about our possessions when the moment our heart stops.
Right. Yeah. That's it. We don't need them.
Right. So we spend all this time striving, but in the end, you don't take anything with you. Interesting. Fact is, we worry about so many things.
Luke 12, verse 25. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?
Back to the eternal perspective.
Yeah.
Single hour.
Yeah.
You know, and as ministers or an active Christian, you're in this. You know, you'll see that we have seen this, where, you know, somebody has everything you never think anything could affect them, and then that night the Lord takes them,
right,
and they're gone.
Yeah.
And the believers that know that, there's, you know, it's another place that you're set free. If the bread that you eat is enough and you live like that and you really make your decisions like that and worry about serving the Lord as your only concern, that frees you up.
Right.
Oh, a sister.
Envy is a sister to worry. Okay, so worry about power or envy of power. Matthew 27, verse 18, for he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him.
Right. Okay, we'll stop on that one first. That's interesting. And again, we see where worry starts raising its head. And you see that in the politics now today. One group fights the other group, and it's about power and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have enough, a fear sets in, and worry about the amount of possessions or money you have. You know, in a sense, this is part of that envy thing.
Right. So it's an envy about possessions or money. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you.
In some ways, the themes are similar here. Are you content with what God has given you? Or do you worry that you don't have enough? Or do you worry about what you have? Do you worry about power? Do you worry about, you know, having to have enough? I mean, these are all common things.
And
they're real fears.
That verse said, if you have God, you have all you need. You know? Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you.
Somebody say, well, why is this even here? It's because this is the prime when advertisers go after. They're always...
Right. They're feeding on our things that we fear or are concerned about.
Right. I mean, we talk about health. You know, a lot of times you worry about our health, and then there's the next commercial on television that's trying to feed off of that worry.
Right.
But when it comes to possessions and all of those things, it is a common thing. And in ministry, you will see that people are stymied by these things.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot see. Yep. And ultimately, it's the perspective that in Jesus Christ,
everyone has a lot in life. And that's a lot, not a lot. Although it is a lot. Anyway.
It is a lot. And then say
Psalm
a lot.
16, verse 5. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure.
So how do you overcome worry? Just know this. That, I mean, especially worries of possessions and stuff like that. That in the end, God, and my father, we were never wealthy. My father had a very humble job as a mechanic. My mother was a factory worker. There were people with a lot of wealth, and there were people with less. And I used to, we used to, at church, we would hang around, and you too, you were a farmer's daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, me, yeah.
So, you know, we never really, and you had a humble, I wasn't a huge farm of 1,000 cows or 10,000 cows. It was just a
No, we
a
just
small
had 7 acres.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know,
raised some.
I was really smart to marry a farmer's daughter, let me tell you right now.
Okay.
But the fact is my father had great respect for everybody.
Yeah.
He didn't want the wealth of the wealthy, nor, mm-hmm. and he was grateful for what he was given.
Yeah.
And he was a rich man because his riches were in Jesus Christ. We saw that, my mother too. And
right.
we saw that in
and
your
in
parents.
My parents, yeah.
We did.
To be content with the lot, with what
you know,
God has given
right,
you. It's a blessing.
Right. In fact, if my father, if,
no,
if those who were wealthy mm-hmm. were given more, that's their line of life.
Right.
You
right.
know, if those
and
you know who were given less,
right.
you know, everybody has a story. Everybody has a lot.
All right.
If this is not karma or like some you know deterministic thing, this was that God has a plan in everybody's life.
Right.
That the divine connects to the human world,
mm-hmm.
and there's a providential plan on how things go. And we don't resent or have envy of the rich. We don't resent anyone because who we are is connected in God. And it frees
right.
us up.
Right.
Frees us up. So worry about wealth. Now, right. does that mean you don't want to get ahead? No. It's work. Use your gifts. Does it mean you don't want to do well in business? You want to do well in business.
Right.
You
right.
know, see, and there's where people go like,
but
well.
But your parents were doing well in what they
yeah.
were doing, and so were mine with what they were doing. It just
right.
didn't mean they were wealthy
yeah.
financially. But
yeah, if my dad would have invented through his welding some amazing invention, and he would have been very wealthy, I promise you, he would not have changed very much.
No, no, he wouldn't have.
And he would have helped others.
Right.
Who, you know, and I feel that way at Christian Leaders Institute. We have so many amazing donors who have been given great wealth, and they share their wealth that people can get free ministry
right.
training.
Yeah.
You know, and so we all are part of something amazing, and we don't need to envy others to get that or worry
right.
about how we are in relationship to others.
That's right.
So we can overcome worry through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.